The case was filed by Wisconsin Right to Life. Executive Director Barbara Lyons hopes candidates will now feel better about answering questions on their views about things like abortion and assisted suicide.
We believe that this will help many candidates, however, who perhaps felt constrained in wanting to respond to certain questions and issues and felt that they could not do so.
Until the ruling, the State Judicial Commission said it would be inappropriate for potential judges to state personal opinions on issues that might come up in future cases. The court ruling did say no promises or commitments could be made, and that's okay with Right to Life.
Because it would be inappropriate, they don't know the facts of the case, and that we were never looking for that type of a situation.
There's been no word on whether the state plans an appeal, but Lyons points out there are similar cases that have U.S. Supreme Court backing.
This is not something that's just a Wisconsin issue. It's going on all over the country, and we do have a U.S. Supreme Court decision on this.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.